Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Hello, good morning. Happy Sunday. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word that we would receive today. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light, and today we'll be enlightened. Thank you for every aspect of today's service. We'll never forget. Thank you for the new month. Thank you for your word to us this new month. We're so grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. All right. So good morning once again. I'll be really fast because there are different aspects to today's meeting. Okay. Firstly, let me congratulate those in Edugbo for your successful camp meeting. All right, you guys, well done. You pulled it through, and I hope that the dividends of that meeting you're still benefiting from. That means that you're still praying, you're still studying, because it's easy for you to go for a camp meeting and you pray and study throughout, and then when you're done with the camp meeting, you think, now I'm going to rest. So Monday, you're not praying. Tuesday, you're not praying. Why? Because you think you have stored prayer, you know, for the rest of the day. That's not smart. Okay, once you catch a fire, you keep it burning. You have to continue fanning the flame, else it will quench as though you didn't burn it for. Let me give you an example. If a house is burning, there's no house that burns forever, except hell, and that's not a house. Okay, so if a house is burning, it will eventually quench. When it quenches, you just wonder, was this not the house that was burning as though it will burn forever? So that means that even when you go for meetings and, you know, you learn so much of God's word, you're so much on fire. I mean, during the meeting, every session was powerful. If you don't keep fanning the flame, it will quench and it will be as though you were never on fire. That means that all the things that you learned, that you thought you'd never lose, if you don't keep fanning the flame, it will be as though nothing happened to you. That's what will happen. And so when you're done with your camp meeting or your personal retreat, this is just generally, you keep fanning the flame, become consistent. Do you understand? Maybe in the camp you pray 3 hours. Now you're going to say, okay, I'm going to pray 1 hour every day. That is how you do it. All right. Okay. Something I want to say very important that will lead to what I want to talk about. Okay. When we call for prayer, ensure you participate. When it's not planned, you know, we have the weekly catchment prayers now, but let's say in a particular day, we just say everybody must pray. Ensure you participate. Let me tell you why. I pray. I'm a person of prayer. And when I pray, God listens to me. He talks to me. I get results. I believe in my prayer. Listen, I believe so. I believe I can be here praying in Lagos and changing things all around the world. India, Pakistan. I believe in it so much. And then Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, I'm there. So if you want to do corporate praying, which is important, which the Bible recommends, I just need two or three people, and I have them. I don't need to think. I have two people I can call and would pray. So why do I insist that you have to be a part of the prayer? Because on the last day, I want your name to be on the record. When God is asking, who are those who pray during the Spirit? Or when God brings out the list, I want your name to be there. I mean, that's why I'm a pastor, isn't it? Not just a good Christian. I want your name to be there. I want it to be this person prayed when the world needed prayer. That's the point. Because some of you might pray, you might not even pray, you might be doing anyhow. But listen, you have to stop misbehaving, stop thinking about just now, and have eternity in view. And when we give a specific time, we say 6:30. Don't do your own 7 o'clock. Remember the foolish virgins in Matthew 25. Their issue was timing. That was their issue. Because they went, the 10 virgins came, they were all on time, all right? They had one set, 5 had extra oil, the other 5 did not have extra oil. And so they all slept off. When the bridegroom was coming, all right, the 5 without extra oil left. And then the bridegroom came. The criterion for entering with the bridegroom, think about it, was just being there at the right time.
Once the other five entered in and this other five came, he locked the door. Why? It was already late. So timing is important. So when we say 6:30, at times we say, okay, between 3 and 6. Pray 15 minutes. That's okay. All right. But when we say 6:30, or we say 7 o'clock, or we say 8 o'clock, don't push your own to 9 o'clock. You had better pray. Pray, especially this period. Pray. Pray so you'll be relevant. Pray. When it's time to pray, this is like marking attendance. Those that are doing something in this world, those that are doing something. And I want your name to be there. If you can get your family members to pray, get them to pray too. All of you, your name has to be there. That's important. That's important. And so be smart. Stop thinking about just now. Think about when you stand before Jesus. The relevance of the things that you're doing now. Okay? And this Sunday, we're going to pray because we have important things to pray about. During the course of this period, realize things, a lot of things have been happening in plain view. You know, the best kept secrets are open. All right? The best kept secrets is open. What's the best kept secret? What's the best kept secret? The gospel. That's the best. The best secret will be that best thing that when you hear, your life will change forever. That's the gospel. And it is obvious. And there are people who pass a particular station every day. You have someone sharing tracts. You have someone preaching the gospel. It's obvious, but they're not paying attention. They don't know that the life of God has been made available. It's still a secret to them, but it's open. And so, using from that analogy, the best kept secrets are open, all right? And this pandemic, you have a lot going on that is open, but people are just not seeing. They're asking questions. And so the video we'll watch after this, I just want you to be informed. That's the point. I want you to be informed. I want you to be on the same level with us in terms of knowledge of what's going on right now. Because at this point, I can't even say, okay, at this point, the information to know something is not right is so obvious. You can't miss it if you're paying attention. It's so obvious. It's not, you know, before it wasn't so obvious, so you had people sharing things here and there. But now it's so obvious. You have to be sleeping to miss it. And so I just want to bring that to your view. But before we do that, I want to share from the Word of God today. The month of May is a month of freedom. Now, you wonder, freedom? Yes, freedom. All right? Freedom. When I heard that, I thought, I shook it off. Because after coming from a month of oneness, you want something, you know, Christians, we like nice things. So when you hear freedom, you're thinking, freedom from what? Well, the Spirit of God says a month of freedom. Okay? And we'll go into that throughout this month. But let me show you something. So when I started thinking, when the Word of God came to me for today's service, then I thought, okay, really, it's the month of freedom. Okay? I thought so, because you're gonna see it. Hebrews 2, verse 14 to 15. And I hope you've been following me throughout. Of course you would. I know nobody is sleeping this prayer, because I'm saying things that I just talked about your name being on record. Your eye will be open now. Okay. 2 verse 14, I'll read it. It says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil." So it's telling us why Jesus had to die. One of the reasons was so that he could destroy. You see, if the person who is causing all the troubles in the world is in a particular city, to destroy him, you have to go to that city. All right? And so he said, Jesus, through death, okay, planned to destroy, that is, paralyze him that had the power of death, that is the devil. But it doesn't stop there. Verse 15 is where I'm going. He says, "And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." So he had a two-point agenda: to paralyze him that had the power of death and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime, think about it, all their lifetime subject to bondage. Okay. I know God's word. I don't know anything in this world, but I know God's word. And God's word is the standard for my life. And so when I see something in the word of God that explains what's happening in society, I take it very seriously. Because remember, God's word is the best. It's not an assumption. Think about this. He says, true fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let's do that in reverse. That means people can be subject to bondage because of the fear of death. So once you get a man to be afraid for his life, you can control him. You can make him a slave. He will no longer ask questions. Why? Because you've gotten him scared for his life. That's what's happening today. It's in the word. It's a principle of the word. It's a principle. That's why people are not asking questions. Because it's a principle. Once you get people to be afraid of death, they become your slaves. So people aren't asking questions anymore. Intelligent questions. I'll give you an example. When this thing started, I think about it every day. They said we should not take masks. We should not wear masks. Masks are not important. The mask for health officials that are dealing with the cases. And so everybody decided no masks. The government officials that are in charge of policy and regulation came out and were addressing everybody without masks for weeks. Up until recently, they started covering their nose. Are they not deceiving themselves? Think about it. I mean, you're meeting exactly the same people every day without masks. And then all of a sudden, you have to cover your nose. Whatever you're covering your nose for right now, you've already gotten all those weeks without masks. And now it is mandatory. I'm just giving you an example of things that are obvious that people should start asking. Okay, let's say it is true. Isn't it obvious people don't know what they are doing? One instruction today, another one tomorrow. He said, Jesus, the word of God is telling us that once people fear death, they'll be subject to bondage. But that is why he came, to deliver. I used to tell you there's nothing to fear. Ask questions. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. That's why he came. Think about it. Is Jesus Lord of your life? If he is, that means the major reason he came should be obvious in your life, because he's now your Lord. He came so that you no longer be afraid. So that means there's nothing to fear. If he's really Lord of your life, then you should show you're not afraid. Why? Because your master delivered you from fear. Who is the subject of the government? Of scientists? Nothing wrong with science. Just ask questions. Don't be afraid. Think about it. I'll move on, but think about it. Because of fear, people are letting themselves be under house arrest. Without question. Without question. Because of fear. People are believing everything. You know, government, NCDC is not God. There are people, the records, there are people. I tell people, anytime someone is behind something, it can have flaws. You can say, oh, I saw it on CNN. Oh, I saw it on New York Times. New York Times is not a person. CNN is not... it's not a spirit. There are people that put out that information, and those people can be influenced, and those people can be biased, and those people can be ignorant. That means they might not know anything. Even though, someone can say, oh, I graduated from Harvard. So what? So what? There are people who graduate from Harvard, they don't know anything. I mean, there was a scandal recently of people who were paying their way into Harvard. So come on, you ask questions. God said, my people are destroyed. Not for virus or bacteria, for lack of knowledge. That means they are ignorant. They say, jump, you jump. You don't even know why they are saying you should jump. Think about it. You don't know. There are people in this country today that have locked their stores. They don't know why. They don't even know the name of what's happening. their businesses are being destroyed, their lives are being destroyed. Why am I saying this? Listen, I know it's possible. I'm not a political person. Neither am I a media person. I just teach Bible. And I just showed you why I'm bringing this to your notice, because it's a principle from the Word of God. Now, I've known this for a while. I just kept pushing it, pushing it. But I just think that some of you need to know. You have to be aware of what's happening. You just have to know. So you don't join the bad wagon of ignorant people who don't know what's happening. You have to be aware. And that's why we are praying, and we are praying, and we are praying. I will continue to pray. We'll continue to pray. We'll continue to pray. You have a bill that passed two readings in 2 hours. This is Nigeria. Okay? This is Nigeria. Even if they want to steal, it's not that fast. Two readings in 2 hours. And gives a lot of authority to the Director General of the NCDC. The person they are giving all the authority to says he did not know that there was a bill. Think about it. He did not know. He didn't know. He saw it on social media like every other person. So obviously, they're not trying to help. That bill is not about trying to help. Because if you're trying to help, the person... It's like if I sat down here and they just gave me all the authority of Central Bank of Nigeria without telling me. Meaning that they can do things with my name and I will not know. That's what it means. And you know the importance, you know why I'm bringing this up? Very simple. One of the things that got my attention in that bill was that the federal government can declare any area an isolation center. You know what that means? That means your house. That means they say without compensation. That means they can come to your house and say this place is now an isolation center and you cannot say anything. And then they said if the police have reason to believe anybody is infected, they'll be isolated. They'll be arrested and isolated using any means necessary. That means police can just look at you. Say, this is your ear. The way it's like this is corona. And arrest you. And they have the right to do that. They can isolate you for God knows how long. I just want, you need to, you cannot be ignorant. You just cannot be ignorant. You have to realize what's happening. Now, we can pray. Do you understand? We can pray. The Bible has shown us over scriptures, over the years, how that when power was being abused, people prayed and there was a change. The Bible says Herod killed James and then arrested Peter. And the church prayed and then something happened. So at times, because I was just thinking on Thursday when we said everywhere to pray, you can be praying and not have all the information on what you're praying about. But when you know how serious it is and what we are praying about, you can pray with your heart and do it diligently. Lastly, this period, you have to build your faith. This is a period to build your faith. Jesus, in Luke 18, said, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? So God is looking at your faith. You have to build your faith, this period. You have to build your faith. And faith comes by hearing the word. So it's simple. It's not hard. The more you listen to the word, the more your faith is built. Just like, someone can say, but I've been listening to the word, and as I see myself like this, I don't think I have faith. Not true. When you're eating food, all right, and you're eating as a young child, something is happening. You might not know until you climb the scale, or you measure your height and you realize that something has changed. And so as you listen to the word, something is happening. You might not know until that pain that normally you would get concerned about, you have the right response. And so this period, listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. You have to. It is your faith that will win. So you listen to the word of God. All right, so I've taken a lot of time. Okay, and the video is quite long. Now, Let me just say this. We're going to pray. The prayer fukai will be out there. Okay? Now, the video that I want you to watch, okay, I put it out there not for you to start believing everything you hear about coronavirus or 5G or whatever, because there are false information out there put there deliberately to mock the seriousness of what is happening. Do you understand? It's like if I found out a teacher was cheating to promote a student, and I'm putting out the information out there that this teacher is cheating, someone can easily put out another information that I said the whole school is cheating. Now, there's the thing with that information of the whole school is cheating. It might seem like it's trying to help what I'm saying, that a teacher is cheating, but by the time they investigate and realize 99% of the teachers are not cheating, it will make my information ridiculous. So there are lots of deliberate misleading information, silly information out there to make what we are saying ridiculous. It's put out there on purpose, all right? So I'm not saying you should go and start putting everything there. You have to verify, you have to cross-check, you have to know, check out the person who's putting out the information, what are his qualifications, where has he worked, what has he done. So the person who you listen to is a long video, but you have to hear it. It's a doctor, well qualified, well experienced, a soldier, a veteran. So this is someone who knows what he's talking about and understands the immune system, which is very important for viral infections. And he has an idea of what's happening. But the reason why I even put him out, because he talks really fast, but you can see that this one knows what he's talking about. Right? There are people who are just guessing what's happening. But this one knows what he's talking about. He has the experience, he has the network. All right. So I just want you to listen to it, understand what's happening. And then when you're done, you pray together, okay? And you study the Word of God together. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the Word that we've heard today. Thank you. Because, yes, we have been enlightened. Yes. Yes, we know that we are already victorious and we have won. Thank you. Because we are walking in this victory. We're walking in this knowledge. And there is no weak person or sick person amongst us. Thank you for the ever-increasing glory. Thank you because of this month of freedom. While we experience freedom in society, even in our lives, freedom from wrong habits, freedom from limitations, this is our month. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, you know, I just remembered last week and some weeks I call out cases, people who had one issue or the other, and some of you, you know, it was you I was talking about. So let me just say this in case, because I just say it and I close. So anytime I call out a case, do well to notify your catchment leader, or if you have my number direct, just do that. Say, Pastor, it is me. I want to thank God. It's important sharing your testimony. I might not share it out for everybody, but when you testify, you let the demons, you have to understand it. If a demon was tormenting you, demons are not God. They're not omniscient. They don't know everything. All right? Satan doesn't know everything. Okay? And so when a demon, let's say, of back pain is terrorizing you, and then you kick the demon out, the demon goes to his co-demons and tells them, they see the battered demon and say, what happens to you? But they are wicked, so they don't care. But when you testify, another demon hears it and realizes, oh, this is the guy that dealt with this other demon. Free him if you don't want to be dealt with. Do you understand? So that's important. That's why you had anytime Jesus went to different cities and met demons, they would say, you are the one, we know you. Why? Because they have heard the story. So one of the reasons why we testify is so the Bible says the children of Israel, when they traveled, the Gentile nations knew them. So before they got to that nation, the people were already scared because they had heard their story. Who were the Bible has told us, the prince of Michael was in charge of Israel. You had satanic spirits in charge of these countries. So once the satanic spirits heard what Israel had done, by the time Israel got to the nation, they were already scared. And so they easily won. And so that's the importance of sharing your testimony. So go ahead and watch the video now. God bless you.